It is great to have you with us for another confabulatory journey of the heart we call Chris Fabry Live. Come on over to the Radio Backyard Fence today for a Toxic Talk Tuesday broadcast featuring my personal toxic life coach on a subject that is sure to ring true with you if in some way you are seeking to live a more natural lifestyle. How do you meekly share with humility a toxic-free vision with those you love without becoming pushy, without becoming overbearing, seeming holier than thou or more toxic-free than thou? Some practical suggestions are straight ahead on this engaging topic on Moody Radio today. It is day two without Tricia McMillan and Lee Rugen. In their stead, Lori Neff and Nate McMillan, producer and engineer, also joining us behind the scenes today. Answering your calls is Elizabeth Osaturo, and we'd love to hear from you about the subject matter today. If you are having a difficult time, let's say, on the marital front or in your family, with this issue of living toxic free, you're getting some pushback in the food area or in lifestyle or organically. 877-548-3675 is our toll free number, 1-877-548-3675. Follow me on Twitter. I'm at Chris Fabry, or on Facebook, it's Chris Fabry Live. And the main hub for all of that is chrisfabrylive.org. Last name, five letters, F as in Frank, A, B as in boy, R, Y, chrisfabrylive.org. Now, ladies and gentlemen, here she is, the owner of Just So Natural Products, the founder of Moms Aware, my personal toxic life coach, Andrea Fabry.
Thank you for having me back. Very excited about our topic.
People have been emailing and calling. When is she coming back? It was January.
It has been a while.
Early in
Six
January.
Weeks. Yes. Yes.
Well, have you been in that time?
I've been fine. Living as toxic free as possible.
You're looking good. How do you feel?
I'm feeling good. Thank you. Mm-hmm. We're both wearing red. Chris has his Cincinnati Reds hat on and I've got a red shirt.
This is my radio hat. I got to have
but
the hat on.
You wear it pretty much round the clock.
Yeah, it's my thinking cap.
Yes, it
basically is.
Basically.
And I mentioned a little earlier that we do want to hear people's questions today. This is not just a pontifical thing that you're going to do.
Not information. This is daily living. This is more of a relationship program.
Yes, it is. And I'm excited about that because for a long time we had talked about doing a living a toxic relationship.
True, and we did that with Jan Sylvius. This is different.
This is when you have a vision, when you have come to a consensus in your own mind about what you want to eat or how you want to live or this, but you have to do that in a community. You got to do it with your spouse. You got to do it with your children. You got to do it in a church setting.
Community, schools.
School, exactly. It reaches everything, mm-hmm. Andrea. So that's why
I'm energized
and excited today because this is at the heart. This is not just talking about should we eat this Twinkie or not. This is about relationships. Oh. So how do you want to start us off then?
Well, I could just look back at my own life and know that I've had a lot to learn on this subject because when you do learn something new, it's a very human tendency to go, hey, guess what I learned? And I think you should learn this too. And fortunately, I was given you as a spouse, as someone who took a different perspective. It wasn't as eager to learn as I was. And I feel like that's what's given me a deep understanding of, well, what does love look like? Mm-hmm. Especially in this area, we could be talking about any area of life, something that you're excited about or you think would be good for another person to do. Well, what are your limitations on that? And what does love look like?
And I don't want to jump there too quickly, but I think the spiritual aspect of this, you know, I mean, when you come to Christ, when you are forgiven, that is the greatest news that you can ever give to anybody else. And when you see people who are wrapped up in, you know,
the world,
a life away apart mm-hmm. from God, you know, who don't have, who just are running from themselves and him, and you have found something, it's very easy to want to smack them and say, look, this, read this, pray this, do this. And that is a human.
It is. And it's, but But what, you know, what does God say about that? You know, who is he? And what the reality is, we don't make those decisions for somebody else. We don't have that power. And really, it's a relief, I think, in the end, that we just walk the road we've been given and share with those who would like to share. But ultimately, it's what is loving is the question, not what is right or what someone should or shouldn't do.
You caught the bug. Now, Andrea was the co-host of Midday Connection, an award-winning co-host, between 1993, did that start in 93 and 99, I think, or like six years in there. And during those years, you would interview experts.
We did a lot of health programs.
Health things.
And I had always been interested in the subject, even from college on. I was interested in it, but not enough to really study it for myself. But I did do quite a few interviews on nutrition, and just felt like, you know, it was, we've got to make some changes. And so, as I characteristically do, I don't make little changes, I make blanket changes. And it came on too strong, too hard. Our kids were in middle school at the time, the oldest ones, and it just...
Tell me, give me exactly what you're talking about, though.
Well, I went the nutrition route, and we need to eat healthier, and we need to...
So what did you do, though?
I bought a lot of expensive alternatives is what I did. I just tried to take a lot of the high sugar, low nutrition foods out and try to replace them. But with no real understanding, and I wouldn't describe it as loving in my approach, but I was more acting out of fear, I think. I better do this, or we're, you know, this is what being a loving parent is. And this is the struggle I think we all face, is what is, you know, we are responsible for our children. And when it comes to food, there's a lot of confusion. So I really went strongly in that direction, just choosing healthier.
It fizzled, didn't it?
More than fizzled. I felt like in the end, I did more harm than good. And I see it as a journey.
It wasn't worthless. No, it wasn't. But I think the fear aspect of it, that's a very good place to go. Because when they pick up on that, and you know the product that I remember, I don't know if this is an actual product name, but the only thing that I remember from all of that was Phyto Bears.
That's all you remember?
That's
the Phyto
only
Bears?
Thing
well,
I remember.
That's kind of a catchy name.
Phyto yes. Bears were these little gummy type bears that were vitamin
healthier,
enriched.
Probably. I don't remember, but we definitely tried the Phyto Bear route.
Nothing against Phyto Bears
absolutely nothing.
With the Phyto Bear company. It just didn't work.
It didn't though. And I made a conscious decision as they were entering teenagehood, you know, I could make battles over this or I can let it go. And I chose at the time, I knew that it was time to let it go. And I'm very glad that, well, I don't know. You can't go back. I did what it was better to let it go, especially with teenagers, I think. And they would look back and say, yes, that was better to let it go, Mom, because it wasn't working.
Because the relationship was more important.
Yes.
And that's what I want to get to today. If you are passionate about this, living toxic free in a toxic world, and you are struggling to keep that passion without being pushy, I think that's really what we're talking about here today.
Or if you're listening and your spouse is into this and you're not.
Yes.
Love to hear from you.
All right. So here's the telephone number. Here's all of our information. I hope you'll join us today for a Toxic Tuesday on Chris Fabry Live.
Join the conversation. Call Chris Fabry Live now at 877-LIVE-675, 877-548-3675.
Great to have you with us today on this Toxic Talk Tuesday with Andrea Fabry, my personal toxic life coach. She is founder of Moms Aware, an organization dedicated to raising awareness about health and the environment. She's the mother of 9 children. How did that happen? Former co-host of Midday Connection. She now co-hosts Building Relationships with Dr. Gary Chapman with her husband. Yours truly. And 877-548-3675. Here's a comment from a listener. My husband is very passionate about living toxic free. He comes across a bit pushy at times with our friends, but most people understand his desire to live better, but he struggles with being passionate without being pushy.
Yes. There it is, right the heart of it. And, you know, I empathize with the spouse and with him, both. Because you would say, I mean, you would identify more with the person writing that message, I assume.
Well, I would, especially in the area of eating. Take us back a few years. You were very much committed to me eating a more healthy diet, but you could not force me to do this.
From the time we were dating, I felt that way. So I knew.
And
I
did? Yeah. Even that far back.
Remember we had an argument over box macaroni and cheese?
Let's not go there, dear.
And, you know, and Gary Chapman has...
You were against box macaroni and cheese?
You don't remember that argument?
I do not remember it, no.
In your parents' kitchen, and we were preparing dinner, just the two of us.
Like, Lori, get my mother on the phone. I want my mother. No. This comes from the person who was eating Postum or drinking Postum. And you know what was in that?
Yeah, probably right. So we have had quite a journey together. We've been married 30 years, and this was an issue from the start. And I'm so glad that I did not let that stop me from marrying him. This is, again, and Gary Chapman has been so great on building relationships to say, is this a deal breaker? You decide. And I'm grateful that I decided it wasn't. But as the journey went on together, and then we're raising children, and I haven't had sugar for 32 years. You know, I just stay away from it.
That's not true.
That is true in terms of refined, you know.
But you've had a piece of pie, you know. Well, I mean, okay, but it's true that you've stayed as far away from it as you can.
I have. And Chris, on the other hand, probably went the other direction with especially soda pop at that time for a number of years. You're a writer and sitting down with your fresh glass of soda was...
No, I'm a Christian writer and I can't drink because everybody else has got their whiskey or whatever it is and I don't do that. So what did I do? I had Dr. Pepper or Coca-Cola and it really had a good...
Quite a bit, too.
Taste. I had a lot.
Of soda. And we would have this every few years, you know, honey, I don't know. And I would stand in the grocery store aisle and think, oh, he would love it if I bought him a 2-liter. Sometimes I did, and sometimes I couldn't do it. So these were the kind of internal struggles I went through, knowing the whole time I felt like I just knew that this was not my journey. And loving my husband was not being the police officer when it came to soda pop. And so in the course of those 20-some years is how long it was of... two different roads and living side by side, only when you made the decision, I'm not drinking that anymore. And that took 2 decades. So I'm here to say, if you have a sense about your spouse or someone you love that, they could be maybe thriving or they'd be better off without such and such.
I think about the poem that we could write together about our lives together, and it would begin, two aisles diverged at a grocery store.
I like it.
And I took the one less. He didn't. He went toward
the one very traveled.
He went. Okay, but you had to consciously say, and I'm thinking about the spouse who has a spouse who is diabetic, let's say type 2 diabetic, and they've gotten there and they know that their
They would do better with healthier food choices.
This is really, really hard.
This is so tough. It's so tough. But I feel like the good news in all of it is that we serve a God who understands and allows us the honor and tells us to honor one another by allowing them to choose. We don't make another person's life choices when it comes to their faith or other choices. We don't do that.
Yes.
And so I purposed in my heart during those years, and I wavered. I went off base sometimes and became too police-like. I'm sure I did. But deep in my heart, I decided it wasn't loving to be dictator on this and to give you the honor of choosing your life.
So there are different categories, and I think the one that I'm hearing is there is this militant activist –
who will chain themselves to the front of the nuclear power station or whatever it is, because they just believe so much in this and they got to get you on board. And you're saying you don't have to live that way.
I'm not sure that's the most loving approach. And I'm not sure a lot is accomplished by that, honestly.
Especially in a relationship. Okay, so then the question becomes, all right, what do you do? And you've also nailed the fear thing. If you act out of fear, you're probably going to get this out of whack.
Well, because you're doing something out of fear, and I'm not God is not the voice of fear. It's love. And what does loving your family look like? I went from that, we've got to do this or we're all going to perish.
Yes.
And I don't really know what we're supposed to do. I just know something's off about what we are doing is kind of all I knew. Then we had an extreme crisis in our life, and I was forced to really look at, well, now we have a decision. We have very, very sick children. And so far, 60 doctors haven't been able to help us. And when I learned,
and when you say that, that's not hyperbole.
That's not
literally for the nine children.
Several years in doctor's offices. And that was my life. And it compelled me to think about this and look at what was my instinct before about health? And now where am I at? And then I studied it for myself. And again, it's kind of like reading the Bible for yourself. Do you rely on what someone else says, or do you read it and you have a relationship with God? And That's more or less the direction I took is, you know what? I'm just, thankfully, we have the internet. We have access to a lot of information. Granted, a lot of it's very confusing, but I found some authors that I really valued, some medical professionals, and I just read, studied, and then made a decision about, okay, what is our best course of action? As a family, and then for my own life, I was very sick.
So you get to that point then, and then you've got the difficulty, though, of all of the others that are in
the system. We had a large family. We had a lot of people, and we were the classic fast food family. Especially having,
and I don't want this to get hung up on food.
Fast food. I'm sorry, you're right.
But I'm just saying.
No,
this is not just about food.
It's everything. It's a whole lifestyle, and we were very much in the traditional lifestyle. And traditional, by me, mainstream American culture, and not that it's in and of itself bad, but there were issues that I just wasn't paying attention to.
You have a weed, you spray it. You have a bug, you spray it. You
absolutely
have a problem, you medicate. That's what you're talking about.
Yes. And then considering, well, would it help at all if we made some changes? That's the question I asked.
And it wasn't until we got sick after spraying for the bug that we realized, hey, we can't,
maybe the chemicals, yeah.
We can't do
it's
that
true.
Anymore.
And a lot of pain dictated my journey, you know, so pain is not always a bad thing. And I think a lot of times that does propel us into asking very good questions. And we don't, if everything's going fine, and spiritually true, if everything's going fine, we don't think about eternity. Sometimes when we hit rock bottom, we think about.
Okay. Let me give you the phone number, 877-548-3675. As we process this topic through your phone calls and through your life, how do you live toxic-free but not become militant about it? How do you get your spouse and your family on board something, you know, a natural lifestyle that you would like to live and not force it on them? I want to go to Kentucky. Kathy's on the line. Hey,
Kathy. Hi, how are you?
Great, thank you.
Yeah,
tell me what's going on.
So I think I shared with your staff, our son was 13 and he was diagnosed with Crohn's disease. He got very, very sick and he had a very rare form of Crohn's where only 1% of the nation has it. And the thing that I shared with your screener was that what became very overwhelming was almost immediately people began to just shove books at us and, you know, you need to do this, you need to go natural here, you need to do this. Mm-hmm. And when your child is, as it sounds like you guys understand, is so very sick, all of those things are so overwhelming when the doctors are saying one thing and people are shoving books at you. And
yes.
our son.
Well, here's the other thing, Kathy. Let me jump in here. Your call today, I will get, I'm not going to guess how many, but I'm going to get several emails of people who will say, hey, you know, the lady from Kentucky, will you send her this? Because we found, and they're good, very good hearted people who want to help and who may be selling something or not, but they hear your struggle and they say, here, do this.
Yeah.
And that to you was just overwhelming.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's 23 now. You know, he's fine. This was back when he was 13. And I'm just saying, you know, it was at that time, I remember telling one friend, well, I just need you to back out of my space for a while. Mm-hmm. And she was very upset with me because I wouldn't, you know, do this radical stuff with Christopher. And I was like, I can't, you know, right now we're going to take what the doctor orders and we're going to research. And we ended up finding a natural substance called Manitech that actually really did help him turn the corner. But we had to come to that place on our own. You know, you have to cope first with the news and what's going on and filter all of it.
Yes.
So true.
And so overwhelming. I'm just saying, wow.
Yes. Yes.
The sensitivity factor, love and sensitivity is really, go ahead, respond to that.
The same, I totally relate. And I was in tears many times from well-meaning emails, phone calls, comments, and you're right. You just do the best you can. And I had to just, I don't remember if I actually asked somebody, well, I probably just didn't call them back. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I created a certain space until I figured it out, because you're exactly right. When you're in a crisis like that, your brain, you just cannot take one more thing that, you know, is
you should do.
You
have to.
As a mom,
see, because
especially.
There's already the inbred fear, you know, of I want my child.
Yes.
I want the best for my child. And then all of these other things. So this is taking it from the perspective of someone who is being their life is being invaded by not only this problem, but then others who say, you got to do this.
We just can so easily be overbearing with information that really may not actually apply to that particular time and season and person. We don't know. It's everyone. You know, we don't know.
Yeah. All right. Here's the number again. 877. Kathy, thanks for your call. 877-548-3675. If you have an overzealous spouse, or if you're the one who says, I want to live toxic free and I want to help my family, and they're saying, hey, mom, dad, whoever it is, back away. How do you do this without becoming pushy? 877-548-3675. And as you're hearing this, goes into other areas of our lives as well. 877-548-3675. We're talking about toxic togetherness on this edition of Chris Fabry Live and a Toxic Talk Tuesday with my personal toxic life coach, Andrea Fabry. Find out more about her at chrisfabrylive.org. There's some links that we have there to Moms Aware and a challenge for this year.
We have it broken. For those who...
Go ahead.
For those who want to kind of go down this road, but it's very overwhelming, then we have created what's called a Natural Year Challenge, which breaks it up into small steps. You take one step every month, or you could take 3 months per step. But the idea is that it can be very overwhelming to make changes. And so some goal setting that's realistic. That's the idea behind that.
And it could be food related. It could be
chemicals. How do you know, integrate? Yeah. And that's the big money saver, is when you take out some of those products and you make your own, or you just use simple white vinegar to clean. You know, those kind of things are very, very frugally oriented.
All right. So you can find the links at chrisfabrylive.org. You have 3 points, and then we'll go back to the calls.
Well, I just, you know, what do you do if you have this idea that, you know, I think a more natural return to some of our natural foods and chemical and products might be a good direction, that kind of way of thinking? What do you do when you're in a family and community? I think you just keep learning. You keep on the road yourself. Don't worry so much about everybody. And I know that's hard as a mother, and I know that's hard as a spouse, but really, there's so much to learn about how our bodies function, what has happened in the last 100 years, what some of these chemicals do to the body. Keep learning. Don't be sidetracked by somebody else's interest or lack of interest. You keep learning.
So that's educate.
Educate yourself. And then if anyone comes along and wants to learn, well, you have some things to share. The second one is just be an example. Don't inflict. Think about, I'm just going to go down this road. I'm going to learn as much as I can. I'm going to make some changes for me personally. And that's where I'm going to focus. And the third one is to empower others who would like to be empowered. And that happens as I think people around you have an interest, then you say, well, go try that. I'm thinking as a parent, especially when kids show an interest. For instance, when we were making a lot of dietary changes, they had an interest in cooking their own things. Well, rather than say, no, I don't think you're too young, or I don't want you dealing with a knife, or it's too overwhelming, is say, well, good. That's great. Let's try this, and let them take ownership for their own food. And I am amazed at our kids, and they were 8 and 10 were the youngest when we started this. Can you believe how they fix their own meals?
Well,
and
they come up with their own creative ways of making pie crusts out of like dirt. I don't know what they do, but it is, and it was really tasty. One of them made a pumpkin pie the other day.
Yes, I don't know how he did it. He's 11. I had cooked steamed some pumpkin. He said, "Hey, can I use that?" I'm like, okay. And he just looked up something, a recipe, and then kind of created his own. And I guess what I'm saying as a mom is like, encourage that when they do have an interest rather than focusing on trying to get them to be something they're not at the time.
All right. Let's talk with Mary, who is on the line in Illinois. Hello, Mary. Go right ahead.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I'm making my way home in the Chicago blizzard, and I was listening to your program. But I really appreciate your comments and all of your helpful tips as far as keeping our homes chemical-free and everything else. I've gone to your website. And I kind of started on this whole process because I was exposed to some toxic things, and then my kids also had some allergies. So started down the path, and then we started eating healthier and getting, you know, away from chemical things in the home, and it helped so much. It made a huge, huge difference. And whereas before, the doctors kind of just wanted to treat symptoms and keep giving medications, and so now we're, you know, off of all the allergy medications and inhalers and things, and we're feeling so much better. But I've been trying to balance, you know, keeping healthy and still having my son be able to be a normal teenager. So,
how old is he?
He is 17, and my daughters are older. They're in college, so they've embraced it a little more. They really like to eat healthy, and he kind of likes to go out to lunch, you know, at high school and eat fast food, and so he's kind of gotten that taste. And so it's hard to kind of shift back and forth. So we're just trying to find the balance.
Isn't it hard? I know, you know, and you're entering a whole different season when they're teenagers rather than when they're, you know, in grade school, for sure. And I, you know, our kids were in their 20s when we started this, when we made this transition. And then we had a couple of teenagers at the time. And I have to say, I was right where you're at. And they had to find their own way. And I was, you know, so hoping we could just stay on track together. And I found that, you know, our teenage son really needed to figure it out for himself. And the more we allowed him to do that, the better he responded. And now, you know, he's almost 17, and he was 14 at the time. And he has obviously made some choices because he is out, and he'll tell me what he ate, and I'm kind of shocked, you know, that he's decided how he feels.
Because
he feels
it's an ownership
better.
Thing for
yes,
him.
Yes, and but that came, you know, through some agonizing months, I have to say. And I think you're right to be asking this question. Look what you've done. I mean, I was 50 before I even had a sense of any of this.
And you're 50?
I'm a lot more than that. And so I look at my kids, and at least they've been exposed to something that's different. You know, I know they were exposed to the toxins, but they've also been exposed to some alternatives that have helped. And that's going to speak volumes in the years ahead. So, you know, you're looking at a very long you know, hopefully a long road for your son. And I just think you're doing so much just living this out.
Well, thank you. It's hard to not be overzealous when I run into people. So I've really tried to learn to back off and just pray a lot. And God leads not only me, but, you know, all those around me. So, you know, I totally credit him with showing us the way on all of these things.
I'm glad you got through today, Mary. You hang in there with that storm. I hear about that. Jim's also in the middle of it, too. Hey, Jim, go right ahead.
Hey there, Chris. Jim Hale here from, I'm in Woodstock, and I can't see across the pond. It's a whiteout, but I'm really glad. Oh, I'm loving it. I talked to you yesterday, and earlier in this program, you were talking about, you know, not pushing yourself on people, and God had to teach me that through my life. And the phrase I left with your staff there was, just tell him. If you don't call back, just tell him. Enthusiasm tempered with humility. You have to be enthusiastic, but you have to be humble, because you can't push people. And sometimes people aren't ready, and Jesus met people where they were. And God gives us free will. He even said, go out and teach people and stay with them in their houses. If they accept you, teach them and spend time with them. If they don't, shake the dust off your shoes and move on. But you can't do that with your family. So you've just got to pray for them, and you've got to model the behavior you want to see in them and keep learning yourself, because we're all responsible for our own salvation.
Right. And are you talking in other areas besides the health one, or were you specifically responding to that?
No, what I talk in other areas other than I'm talking about, it's true in all areas. You can put anything in your life to the Bible, you know, everything.
Right.
Because it's in food, it's in ministering to people, it's in trying to bring people to Christ, it's in trying to show people how to build a fire. I was a scout leader for 8 years, and some kids don't listen and they chop their foot in half. And other kids, you know, it's just, you have to recognize what children's bents are. And some
the other thing that you're talking about here, Jim, I love it. Thank you for calling, is the battles that you choose. If you fight militantly this, let's say it's a food thing, or you'll never bring another bottle of the chemical in the garage, husband.
Well, or our daughters, you know, who like a lot of those personal care products and shampoos and kind of things, you know, whereas I just use...
Or the hair coloring thing. If you color your hair, you're out of this family. You can't... If you go to that extreme...
No, I'm not fighting those battles. I'm not. I know what I think is best in the long run for all my kids, because I have a Bob. But, you know, I really don't know how their path is going to go. I just keep living what I'm living now. On Valentine's Day, I gave each of my girls something that I made, a lotion that I made. Not to say, oh, here, this would be so good for each of you. It's just to try out something that I made from things that I eat. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's just really fun for me. And they love it. They love to try new things because they know it's not about you. It's not about that. It's just, hey, this is, try this.
Here's a mom from Tennessee who says, I am the one that is most health conscious in our family, but I have a lot of mom guilt. When I do not do the toxic free cleaning, when I get away from the good diet, when I get, you know, we eat out.
Well, you should.
Yes. More
well,
guilt.
There you go.
Do you have any suggestions to help the mom guilt? We'll hear my personal toxic life coach answer that question and more of your calls straight ahead right here on Chris Fabry Live.
Let your voice be heard. Call 877-LIVE-675 now. That's 877-LIVE-675.
Our remaining moments with my personal toxic life coach, Andrea Fabry. Find out more online at chrisfabrylive.org. There are links there to Moms Aware and how you can do this natural year challenge that they've come up with, she's come up with, and all the other people who help you. Mom guilt. I am the one that is the health conscious one, but occasionally we go out to eat and, or I'll get, you know, buy some kind of sugary drink or whatever.
I
feel guilty about it.
I'm right with you. And I was teasing when I said good for the guilt, because I look back over the last 4 years, and if I thought I had to get all this right the first day, I couldn't have. And I continually had to tell myself, you know what? I cannot worry about that right now. I cannot take that on. I cannot think that I need to do this and this and this. It was one day at a time, and I thought to myself, you know what? Next year, I'm going to try that. And I can't believe giving myself this room that is so hard to do as a mom. Give yourself room and space to be learning as you go. What a difference that's made, because now it's been, you know, several years and I'm shocked at what I've been able to incorporate. But had I tried to do that right away, and you know, you can cause as much stress on the, and that taxes the immune system. What that does, you know, it's like, well, if I'm going to stress about this, this isn't good for anybody. So finding that balance is not easy in any area of our life, but particularly this, when you do have a sense, you know, this would be good for my family, or this would be good for me, but I just can't right now, or so-and-so went, and that's okay.
Denise is gluten-free and proud of it. Denise.
Hey, Denise.
Come on in here. Go right ahead.
Hi. Thanks for having me on. This is an awesome topic today. And it's kind of got me thinking about the part of me that wants to go at this thing full guns and kind of think about that. But my story is, I, from 6 months of age on, my skin was horrible, terrible, awful. Multiple doctors, nobody could figure anything out. And
6 months of age, did you say, as an infant?
I was 6 months, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, my skin just went crazy.
I had a daughter like that. Mm-hmm.
And years and years, and my parents found this doctor that, you know, walked with us for years, but he got so desperate that he was willing to try medicines that nobody used anymore and chemo drugs and all of this. And my husband and I were like, nah. By that point, I was an adult, and we're like, no. Through a series of God events, a friend of ours had a two-year-old who was diagnosed celiac, and for 2 years, she said, you've got to just try not eating gluten and see what happens. I'm like, no. You want it to work, but you don't want it to work.
Did you feel like that was overbearing, or were you interested in that?
At the time, I wasn't able to handle it. But later on, we had a daughter with lots and lots and lots of food sensitivities. And because she was gluten-free and I was feeding her anyway, I thought I would go ahead and try it.
Hmm.
And the drastic difference that it made in my skin... Nobody had ever mentioned it before. Nobody had ever said, lots of water might help you. Nobody had ever said these things. To me, now they're so simple. But my story now is, I'm watching my mom. This is, as you guys know, this is a, you know, it's a painful place to walk, whether it's yourself or your kid or whatever. And now I'm watching a family member who I'm thinking, oh, I swear someday I'm going to write a book, and either the title or the subtitle is, they don't blame food often enough. But I watch this family member, and I'm thinking, oh, how this would help. And I was telling your screener, for me, and why I suggest, it's a coming from a place of pain and watching that person's pain. And I'm thinking, well, oh, if this helped us, maybe it could help you. And it's,
do they know? Do they know about your story?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, you know, I mean, a story speaks quite loudly. And go back to where you and I were at one point. I can't handle this, you know. And again, you are living this out. And I guarantee you, this family member is seeing that and thinking about it and letting that process. And you know what? Sometimes our diet makes our brain so foggy we can't even think. You know, I mean, there's a physical reality to the fact that our brains cannot handle a change like that. So I completely relate.
Well,
and I know
it's very mainstream medicine, very anti any of the natural. Oh, I'm just going to take medicine. That's going to fix it all, as opposed to find the problem and eliminate the problem.
Yeah, or look at the cause. And well, I just think you're doing great. And you, all you're doing is venting your frustration and saying, I think I could help. And it goes back to where we started from. You know, well, that's, we can't inflict or make someone else. But I just want to assure you, just by journey, keeping with your journey and your right to write about it. This is why I started blogging initially. Well, no, initially I just wanted to inform our community of what was happening, because so many health issues. And then as I proceeded to blog, I realized, oh, well, this is a great outlet just to put information out without making anybody, nobody has to read what I write. Nobody does. And I love that.
I do. She forces me.
I don't.
No, that's true. Denise, I'm really glad you got through, because there is the heart of a family member who says, oh, I can see it. They can't see it. And the difficulty with this is then that you can be perceived as, oh, you think you know it all.
Yeah.
And they don't. Right. You think you're better than. See, now this comes back to the spiritual thing, too. You think you're such a goody-goody. You're in with God. You know, you think you're better than. It has nothing to do with
it. Well, I really like Jim's call, you know, humility with enthusiasm. I love that. You know, where humility is on us. You know, we need to walk in humility and realize we don't have all the answers, and walking that fine line and yet loving someone, it's not easy. And I think that's why we have community. We just share with each other. This is hard.
Yeah. And to walk through that then with integrity, being willing to, I think part of the humility is being willing to say, you know what, if I came on too strong about that,
I'm sorry.
I'm really sorry.
Yes.
You know, I care so much about you, and I feel like I've got a couple answers here, but if you felt like, you know, and then fill in the blank.
Yes, I think that would be so loving. And I remember a Bible study we were at not long ago, and I just got to start talking about nutrition. By the end of it, I'm like, oh, it was just too much. I would have called everyone and said, I'm really sorry. But instead, I'm just like, next time, I'm not going to go on like that.
Well, giving yourself the ability to go overboard. Okay,
yeah, they were asking questions. And I just felt at liberty to answer it.
I was there and I didn't feel that way
you
at all. All right. So the 3 points that you have to end us with here today again.
And?
Educate yourself. Yeah, we're at the end.
You're kidding.
Educate yourself as much as you can. Learn. Live by example.
And then empower those who have an interest. You know, help them own it for themselves and say, you know what? I just know you're on a good path. You're going to figure this out. You know, put it back on them and be their cheerleader as opposed to their condemner.
Yeah. This is an email from someone who's had allergies and went into anaphylactic shock and has, you know, a condition. Life had to change for me, and I finally had the strength to start living toxic-free in a household that didn't have to deal with the same issues that I did. That was tough. I didn't make the other people change. I'm now sharing information like you are with people who want to listen. It's not falling on deaf ears, you know, for those who have ears to hear. Those that are interested, grab it and run. Passion under control is always a good thing.
I think that's very good, very wise. Yes.
Having this passion for what you're doing and living it out and knowing more about it and being able to give that to other people who want it, and those who don't, it's okay.
That's fine. Because I've been there, you know, and I still am. Sometimes when I hear a new thought, I'm like, I can't handle that.
This goes along on so many different levels, and it went fast, and thank you.
Thank you for having me.
For coming back here in the red shirt, me with the red hat. We match together today. Next week, another toxic substance or subject.
Oh, next month?
Yeah.
We still haven't determined that.
We still got to work on that.
I have some
thoughts.
And
we're going to do it. And if you would like to find out more about my personal toxic life coach, go to chrisfabrylive.org, chrisfabrylive.org. Now, tomorrow on the big program, I'll keep her identity a secret, but someone who was in the public eye had an interesting thing happen, a very interesting thing happen along the baby delivery line. We're going to talk about that tomorrow. It should be a fascinating discussion with this fellow. Oh, I know you're going to want to be here. For Chris Fabry Live, a production of Moody Radio in Chicago.